From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ana Perez. Columbia Water and Light Advisory Board approved a downtown lighting project test Monday. The Missourian reports the project will cost $300,000 for the city. The test will include 100 proposed new lights using smart lighting technology. With the proposed change, the lights would increase during closing times for bars and have increased visibility on alleyways and sidewalks in downtown Columbia. The lights are set to be installed along Broadway between Hitt and Wall Streets. The initial project was brought to the table in early October but was never voted on due to the lack of key details. City Council will conduct the final vote on the project in early January. This Saturday, Columbia residents can participate in a gun buyback program. The event, titled Columbia Gift for Gun Exchange, will give cash or a gift card exchange for any firearm turned in. Working with the Columbia Police Department, the return weapons will either be recycled or have their serial numbers altered to be sent to the Missouri State Highway Patrol Laboratory. From 2001 to 2014, Columbia has averaged less than 50 firearm-related assaults and robberies. The buyback will be at the Armory Sports and Recreation Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. A Missouri House subcommittee met yesterday to discuss solutions to student debt in Missouri. One solution discussed at length, a new college work-study program. The Missourian Report's Deputy Commissioner for the Missouri Department of Higher Education, Leroy Wade, added additional feedback to the subcommittee on student debt relief about a work-study program. Wade cited creating more of an apprenticeship for students to provide real-world experience would provide more of a benefit for students. He also called for reserving priority of work-study funds for students with a greater financial need. Early November, the Subcommittee on Student Debt Relief held a public meeting to work towards a plan for the upcoming legislative session. Columbia School Board President Darren Priest will not seek re-election for a fourth term in the spring. Priest served three terms on the board from 2005 to 2008. In 2012, he was appointed to fill a position, which he then remained until the school board elected him as president in April. The upcoming spring election on April 3rd will decide who will fill 2 3-year seats on the board. Candidates can file for the election until January 16th. The last day to register to vote is March 7th for the April election. Ana Perez, KBIA News, Columbia.